This is the Southern California Chinese American Oral History Project, jointly sponsored by the UCLA Asian American Studies Center and the Chinese Historical Society of Southern California. This is December the 9th, 1980, and my name is Bernice Sam. Celia, would you mind give me your full name?
Celia Yun Zhen Li. Y-U-I-N.
Zhen?
Zhen, T-S-U-N-G.
And then in Chinese, what would that be?
Yun Zhen means treasure in the cloud.
All right, you're going to write it to me in Chinese later on.
Yeah.
Huh?
Mm-hmm.
Let's see. Celia, what is your parents' place of origin?
Sichuan, China.
Where were you born, Celia?
I was born in Sichuan.
Sichuan. When? And
December 25th, 1912, in a missionary hospital in Sichuan.
Did you spend your childhood day in Sichuan?
I was brought to Shanghai when I was 3 years old, and I grew up and lived in Shanghai until I went to junior high.
In Sichuan, junior high, where did you go to junior high then?
I went to Davidson Girls School in Sichuan.
Is that an English-speaking school?
Yeah, no, it's a missionary school. It's a Methodist missionary school.
Did you learn English when you were in junior high?
Yes, we did.
Then where did you go to high school, Celia?
I went to Mary Farlem Girls School in Shanghai.
And did you learn English there?
Yes.
Then how long did you stay in Shanghai?
I stayed in Shanghai until 1939. I stayed in Shanghai all the time until 1939. But during that time, I made one trip to the United States in 1933.
Well, how long did you stay in the United States?
At that time, I stayed about 6 months.
Which city did you stay in, Celia?
I went with my father to exhibit jade, his collection, representing the Chinese government, the art of jade. I stayed with him to help him exhibit the jade pagoda in Chicago during the Century of Progress Chicago International Exposition.
Now, later on, I will have some questions to ask you of your father, because I understand he's a very noted art collector. All right, now then, at home, did you speak Chinese when you were in China, or did you speak some English too?
No, we speak Chinese when we were in China.
Do you not speak Mandarin, Celia?
No, we speak Sichuan dialect.
Huh? Mm-hmm. Now, is Sichuan dialect quite different from Mandarin?
Oh, yes. People from North couldn't understand Sichuan dialect.
Mm-hmm. Now, I understand Sichuan is quite a famous place for beautiful girls. Can you tell us something about that? Is that true?
Girls are beautiful all over the world. Girls are beautiful. But in Sichuan, people are more genteel. They are more even-tempered and polite, which really helps to, especially girls, to be more feminine.
I see. Now, then, Celia, then, now, are you married?
Yes.
Who's your husband?
Henry Yan Li.
Dr. Henry Yan Li. Now, later on, I will have a lot of things to ask you of your husband. Mm-hmm. You have a family of children?
Yes, we have one boy and one girl.
They are both out of the house, am I right?
Oh, grown up.
Now, how old were you when you first came to America to live permanently?
Nine, I was.
Approximately.
Oh, to live permanently? Mm-hmm. I think I was 26, I think. When I came over.
What year did you come over, approximately?
1939, August 28th, 1939. I think that's the day when the war broke out in Europe.
So when you came back to this country, you had intention to stay, huh? Forever.
No, I was again sent for by my father to come over and help him. At that time, in 1939, it was exhibition in the Golden Gate Exposition.
Golden Gate. Yeah. What were you doing then before you came to America?
I was working with the International Famine Relief in Shanghai, in the office.
Mm. Now, when you were in China, when you get sick, did you go for the Chinese medicine?
You were asking me about where I work. I work at Famine Relief.
Excuse me, Celia. What were you doing before you came to America?
I was working in the office in Shanghai for the International Famine Relief in China.
Then after that, you came over to join your father.
Yes.
When you were in China, when you were sick, did you take any kind of Chinese herb medicine?
Sure. When I was a little girl, I always have cough, cold, and I have to take several doses of the herb that a scholar in the neighborhood always prescribed for me, and it always worked like miracle.
But then after you came to America, did you go for herbs like you did in China?
Yeah, I was healthy, but I was always troubled by a cough, and a lot of people advised me to take herbs, so I took a trip to Hong Kong and bought some herbs, and I tried it, it helped. Mm-hmm. Actually, I was allergic.
You're allergic.
Allergic for a lot.
But do you still go for Chinese herb now, after you have lived in this country for so long?
Now I found out what my cough was caused by, and I don't need to take herbs. I got some antihistamine, and I went to have the allergy shot. Mm-hmm. Allergy shot, so I am not troubled by that anymore.
I see. All right. Now then, when you were in China, did you prefer Chinese things or did you prefer American things?
Oh, I always prefer Chinese things. I was never fashionable.
Mm-hmm. All right. In your recreation in China, what did you do?
I read novels. I listen to radio for music.
Chinese music or American music?
Chinese music.
Then do you also paint?
Oh, I like to play piano.
Piano. And yeah. Do you also paint?
We paint in school. It's an art course we mm-hmm. have to take. And I always did pretty well with my painting as a little girl. all my paintings were snatched away from me.
From by whom?
By students, oh. By my friends, fellow students. Oh. I don't have any at the end of the year.
Because they were so good.
Yeah, they were pretty good, must be.
Wonderful. Mm-hmm. All right, now we're going to stop right here and then we'll go back to when you first came to America. Mm. Then when did you meet your husband, Dr. Lee? Oh,
we were exhibiting the Jade Pagoda at the Ebell Theater.
So where did you meet your husband, Dr. Henry Lee?
In 1940, I think sometime in March, we were exhibiting the jade at the Ebell Club. Mm-hmm. And forget me.
That's
it
right.
Was in January 1940 when we were, my father was exhibiting the jade for the March of Dimes. For the benefit of March of Dimes in May Company. And Henry and his sister came over to see the jade. That's where we met.
I see. Mm-hmm. Then did you get married in America, in Los Angeles?
Yes. On June 6, 1940, we were married in a Baptist church.
Did you go by the old tradition of marriage or the newer tradition?
Oh, it was the new tradition, except that I wore embroidered the Chinese Chosan. Everything else was Western style.
So, all right, then after you were married, of course you have children and you were busy at home. And then I also understand you're a very popular member of the community. Would you like to tell us something that you do, or what kind of clubs did you belong to, or something like that?
Before that, I would like to inject this idea. I married Henry because he was a doctor who wanted to go to China to help the Chinese people. And so after we were married, we intended to go back to China. But the war broke out, and we couldn't go back. And then later on, after 1940, when there's communication between the United States and China, my father went back. And then he stayed only a year or so in Shanghai. Then he returned. Because he told me not to go back to China. And he told me the future is rather uncertain, and that we should make our home in the United States. That's when we already have two children, one boy in 1941 and one girl in 1944. So after that, then I decide I should get to, permanently plan my life in this country. So I went out to join the social service groups. I think the first organization I joined was the China Society of Southern California, where I was program chairman for about 8 years. Then I think Lily Kwong interested me with the women's work in this city, and so I joined the Los Angeles Chinese group, Los Angeles Chinese Women's Club, I think in 1945 or so. Soon after they were founded. Then afterwards, and of course my time was spent with the children mostly, and then my husband's work made me become active somehow with the auxiliaries of the different hospitals. Then after that, we had some guests from Taiwan, among which we have a professor, Huang Junpei. He came over and stayed for some time with us because my husband's Cantonese and he spoke Cantonese only. So we had him, and with his influence, I took a painting. That was 1950-something. So after that, then I became interested in music, Chinese opera. So I founded the Los Angeles Chinese Opera Society and Opera Club, I think. Then for a few years, we had another idea different from that previous group, so I organized another one.
Another musical club?
Chinese opera group, another group called Southern California Chinese Opera.
Who were the members of that Southern California musical group that you organized?
All the opera lovers who want Chinese, wanted to study Chinese Peking opera, and so we sponsored a violinist from China to come over here, and we made friends with those musicians. So we really had a very nice group. We went out to perform for the Chinese school for the benefit of a different organization, and the Southern California Chinese Opera went to participate the celebration of the finishing of the auditorium, city auditorium, that new one on Pico and Olympic, that one. We went to participate.
So I can see you have been very busy with community work then, more or less. Do you enjoy doing community work, Celia?
Yes, I think I was called upon to participate in quite a few Chinatown, Zhonghua work, and whenever they need a program, we went to help them out and entertain people.
What musical instrument do you play, Celia?
I did not play anything until those years. I learned from these teachers. I play Jinhu.
What is Jinhu equivalent to in English?
First violin.
Oh, first violin.
Yeah, Erhu is the second violin, more mellow in tone compared with the first violin, which is rather high pitched. And then I play Yuqing. That's moon guitar.
Moon guitar. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Those instruments are essential to the music accompaniment of the singing of the Chinese.
Now, is your musical club still very active?
Yes, more so.
Do you get together sometimes to practice?
Recently, I do not go out since my auto accident in 1973. I have confined my work at home, and I couldn't keep up with all my other activities, so I stay home more or less, mm-hmm. and my friends come to my house. Occasionally I go still help these clubs, but I do not attend regularly.
But you really have done a great deal for the Chinese community as well as the American community. So I think that is wonderful. Now then, you said your first intention of coming to America was not to stay, but then the war more or less changed your plan. Do you regret having made changes?
I regret very much that my own homeland is not safe for my family to go back to. But I do not regret choosing this country to be my second home. And I am citizen of the United States, and I'm very happy and proud.
Do you eventually want to go back there to live forever?
I don't think it would be in the near future that I can make that choice. I would like to visit it. My husband and I went to visit mainland China in 1975. He for the first time, and I went purposely to see my brothers and sisters who are still over there. But I cannot see how with my family as my children here that I can stay there for a permanent home, make my permanent home over there.
How many more brothers and sisters or close relatives do you still have in China?
I have two half sisters and one half brother still living in mainland China. But I have my own sister, blood sister, and I have the children and the grandchildren of my brother over here just recently. Mm.
Now, when you made that trip, you said in 1975, were you quite satisfied with the things that you saw in China? I mean, fairly satisfied with the development.
I was prepared to face whatever they have there because I knew they had a difficult time, very difficult time. So all I wanted to know was that my family there are still alive and well, and they were alive and well.
Then do you still correspond with them, of course?
Yes.
Did they wish that they could come to America too, the rest of the relatives?
Yes, they do, but I do not encourage everybody to come to this country. I feel there are so many people in China. They should improve China so that everybody could be happy over there instead of moving everybody over to different countries. Mm-hmm. I think that doesn't solve the problem.
You have a good point there, especially the good people, I think some of them should stay over there. Mm-hmm. All right, but right now, of course, you will... you have never worked as Celia for a living. You are very fortunate.
Yes, I thank God that I did not have to work for necessity, but I do think I have worked in all the things that I love to do, even without any purpose, in financial purposes. I think that's the happiest kind of work, and I'm very lucky to be able to do all that for my own satisfaction.
Now, when you first came to Los Angeles Chinatown, what do you think has taken place since then, when you first came and now?
In comparison, of course, Chinatown was, Los Angeles Chinatown was an improvement to the San Francisco Chinatown in appearance. It has wider streets and newer buildings, and I think the new Chinatown has already been constructed, and the old Chinatown where they took the good earth picture was just been torn down. So it looks new, and when we go to Chinatown, we can always meet some friends. There were these old timers, and we go there, we see them and say hello, and they are not so many. But now there are so much hustle and bustle in Chinatown.
How often do you go to Chinatown, Celia?
You see your friends too much. You see all kind of strange faces.
How often do you go there?
I go there maybe once a week for some social purposes, but usually I prefer weekdays when it's not so crowded.
Now, you mentioned about seeing a lot of strange faces. Now, who are those faces?
They are strange. I don't know.
Where do they come from? Have you any idea?
I imagine imagine, gradually I noticed more students came over from China, from Taiwan. Then lately, I think there are more refugees, even from Vietnam, even from Korea. Not too many Koreans in Chinatown, though, but I see little vendors of fruits and vendors of different things. Seem like they are refugees from Vietnam.
Does it remind you of some places in China?
Well, I know you cannot compare that with China. It's different.
Now, in Chinatown, which person or person would you consider the most prominent in Chinatown? Who do you think is the most important person in Chinatown, Celia?
I think Lily Su, whose husband was a leader, but I did not have occasion to meet him. I just heard about him.
Now then you were in America all through the Second World War. What were you doing, Celia, during the Second World War?
I was bringing up children during the Second World War. I did not do too much besides what we did for the Chinese Women's Club. Mm-hmm. I performed whatever the projects that our club had.
Now, do you remember during the Second World War, the price of food compared with the price of food today? What are some of the differences?
Yes, during the Second World War, I remember the meat was rationed, and steak was only about 25 cents a pound.
How much is it a pound now?
Well, I haven't bought steak for a long time. I think it must be about good cuts, $4 a pound.
So that's quite a lot of difference, isn't it?
Yes.
Now, do you happen to know of some Chinese during the Second World War? What did they do during the Second World War? Now, the people in Chinatown, they work hard, they save their money. What do they usually do with the money that they save?
Oh, they put the children to school. They believe going to school for the children, they must have education.
And other than that, what else did they do? Did they send some money home?
Yes, send money home, and then they save up enough money, hoping to go to their native land for their retiring years.
Now, since you came from China, did you know anyone connected with politics in China?
No. I was never politically minded.
Among your friends, how many of them feel an obligation to China now? Like, oh, that's my country, I got to go back there, or something like that.
Well, I think my father was the one really feel that he has to do something for China. And I just went along with him because we, exhibited JD for several times for war orphans. I went out to make speeches to different clubs, usually.
During the Second World War?
Yes, for Chinese. I forgot that now. Many clubs invite me to go give speeches.
Then have you ever compared the Chinese with the Jewish people in the way of doing business? Have we Chinese advanced as much as they have during, let's say, a given 40 years?
No, I haven't. I have some Jewish friends, and they're very they are similar to the Chinese in their family way. They love their children, and they are hardworking. But as far as Jewish general public is concerned, I really do not have much association with it to come to any conclusion.
Now, since you were born in China, Celia, were you anxious or eager to have sons instead of daughters?
No. God was good, gave me one son and one daughter, so that that argument never came up in my own mind.
Then what did most Chinese think of interracial marriages? Would you object to that?
I would. 30 years ago, not prefer to have mixed marriages.
You prefer?
Not
you don't.
Have. I do not. But I do not encourage mixed marriages even now, because marriage is a difficult career, and being of the different background makes it even harder.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I realize how hard it is for young Chinese boys and girls to meet the right people. The choice is limited.
Mm-hmm.
But I do not condemn them.
Mm-hmm.